Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think big spectacles like the Olympic Games have definite impacts for some people. They help people who are involved in real estate speculation. They are a great boom for developers. They are very good for, you know, pubs and restaurants in the area. But it, you know, they have a lot of negative impacts, and a lot of the promises, like I say, of what the economic spin-offs will be and what the economic benefits of the Olympic Games will be have been massively overstated. I don't know, you get, when I was in Vancouver, you get this sentiment from people just talking to people on the street, like, you know, taking taxi rides, the taxi drivers would all say what a massive negative impact the Games have had on their ability to make a living because of the cancellation of conventions that would normally come, because General Motors is a corporate sponsor, so they gave the organizing committee a number of SUVs to ferry around people to and from the airport. So, you know, the people in Vancouver outside of a couple of small sectors have really not seen the economic benefits of these games. It was revealed last week that, for instance, the Canada Place Pavilion tent, which is the showcase of Canada, was outsourced to a U.S. company, and the tent itself was built in Germany. So, again, you see the connections there between the globalized world that the corporate sector has been pushing and the erosion of the capacity for direct economic impacts within Vancouver or within British Columbia or even within Canada as things are outsourced overseas. So a lot of those claims, like I say, they estimated, you know, $10 billion in direct impact, and it's now thought to be less than one-tenth of that. And even of that one-tenth, it is concentrated in a few sectors.
You've mentioned the negative sentiment towards the Olympics among the population of Vancouver. Is that the sentiment of the majority or just the critique part? Of the people.
The closest I could point to, there was a poll released just before the game started that showed that only 50% of residents in BC thought the Olympics would have a positive impact. 69% that said that too much money was being spent on the games. So the people in British Columbia had far less support for the games than the rest of Canada. Before the game started, 40% of British Columbia residents said that they supported the aims of the anti-Olympic protesters. So there was, people in Vancouver saw the negative impacts and looked at the negative impacts in the budgets and looked at the negative impacts in their cities and obviously didn't like what they saw.
The Olympics are supposed to be all about the Olympic spirit, the so-called Olympic spirit. How much do you think is the idea of this Olympic spirit intertwined with the interests of the big capital? I mean, can you imagine the Olympic Games being held without the support of the big capital?
I think that what the Olympic Games has become, which is this massive spectacle that is tied to ad revenues and tied to advertising and tied to television viewers and all that. I mean, I think that we've moved so far from the ideal of, amateur athletes competing in a field of friendly competition that it's become so big and it's become such a spectacle. It is hard to imagine without either massive, public support, which I don't think there's support for, or corporate sponsorship. So I think that the increasing role of corporations in sponsoring the games is sort of a feedback loop where, because they have become so big, there are more corporate sponsors who are trying to use those very good values that people love about the Olympics as a way of branding themselves, and they're willing to put massive amounts of money into it in order to connect themselves to that. So, even though they're not actually embodying those values in their corporate practices. I think it's a really hypocritical stance for the Olympics to involve themselves with arms dealers when the Olympic Games are supposed to be about goodwill and peace between nations and friendly competition. So I think the increased involvement of corporations has really, really sullied what the Olympics is supposed to be all about.